A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 26th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the deadline for vendors to relocate from the Central Business District or CBD.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out on 909 a.m. and shortwave frequencies 4930-15460 and 15455 kilohertz.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
This eviction, what it means literally is that we are going to die. Because evicting us from the streets means our livelihoods would have stopped from that moment. Our livelihoods emanate from the day-to-day sales we make in the streets.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, the government says that there is no going back on today's deadline for so-called illegal vendors. This is according to the government, to relocate from urban streets and pavements to designated sites being set up in various parts of Harare and other towns. And of course, the vendors are saying, especially in Harare, they will stay put because the so-called sites are not adequate. Gibbs.
And today, Studio 7 spoke to Bulawayo Mayor Thabani Moyo, who said they've actually requested an extension from the government so that they be given time to relocate those vendors. But he said, Blessing, that the problem is there is no space right now that is in the peripheries of the CBD. So it may take time for them to be relocated.
Onguka amadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichinzwa kubva kwamuri kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika muchitukudza kuti zviri kufamba sei muri kuonawo sei danho rehurumende rekuti vanhu vari kutengesa mumugwagwa vange vachibva inyaya yaunza kusawirirana pakati pevanhu vakawanda munyika vamwe vari kuti aiwa vari kutengesa zvinhu zvacho vanenge vati one day vakutokanganisawo vamwe vemabhizimisi kuita basa asi vamwe vachiti aiwa zvavari kuita zviri nani pane kuti vanhu vaende kunoba Gibbs.
Ihambe zulu kandaba lingalinjani kunangapola pekona tinai siyaphila ngapha ngelo Blessing siyalicela ukuthi lisifonele kona manje sixoxeni ngakhona okwenzakala ezitaladini siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhulumende bethe abantu kumele besuke ezitaladini lamhlanje. Kodwa ke abaningi abathengisa esitaladini bathi lokho akungeke kwenzakala inkomo ingazala umuntu ngoba soze besuke kuze kulungiswe kubonakala ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi konke lokho. Yes, sikhuluma nje ke kona ngale Harare Blessing bakhona bathi khona ukuthi basuswe kuzathatha ke ukuthi basetshenziswe amakhubu inkalakatha ukuze kugejwe imigwaqo yokuthi badlule khona. So ke bathi amapolisa wona lawa okuthi azacela ukuthi abasuse balakho ukuthi bakhangelane lawo bathi asambeni 50-50. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Gibbs, the World Bank estimates that there's an estimated 5.6 million people who are surviving on this informal sector that also includes vending in Zimbabwe. This is because all economic indicators in the country are headed south. Unemployment is estimated to be hovering around 90%. But the government claims it is about only 10%. Gibbs, I think we have our first call.
I think that's guest. The mayor.
Is this Mr. Michael Test? That's the Mutare mayor. That is Mr. Tatenda Namarare. Mr. Namarare, good evening. We are doing great, and thank you for joining us. Tell us briefly, how is the situation like in Mutare?
Oh, general decision in Mutare is very calm at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
We are not experiencing much challenges in terms of the vendors at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
What we are actually doing is kind of
preventing
the possible designated areas. We are going to relocate the vendors to the new places.
Now, is it the duty of the government to actually force these people to leave, or it is the duty of the council to actually take action on this issue?
Initially, in Mutare, we had embarked on that exercise to relocate the vendors. We had engaging the vendors before the government was put in place. So basically, we just continued with the arrangement that we had started on this council.
There's this deadline by midnight today. People, according to the government, must have relocated. Are you able to beat the deadline, or you're going to extend the time so that you can build some structures for the vendors?
Unfortunately, we cannot meet the deadline because there is resources needed to renovate the areas in many areas. For instance, we need to put up building facilities. We need to certain planning regulations within the city, so we cannot be able to meet the deadline tonight.
And do you know the exact number of vendors in Mutare?
Unfortunately, the vendors' numbers are increasing on a daily basis. So most everyone is getting the vendor now.
Wow.
Yeah, we are kuluma lapa ke umeya we tolopo le Mutare lapa blessing. Umnumzana ke unanbari. Uthi kona okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bangena esitalatini insuku zonke ngoba kula msebenzi kodwa bayazama ukuthi labo bezama ukulungisa lapho abantu bangahanjiswa khona kodwa uthi kuyahlupha sibili. So ngeke ngimbuze-ke lapho-ke umeya ukuthi Mr. Mayor, do you think that you'll have a specific date in which you are going to have, let's say, some legal stalls in the peripheries of the CBD?
Well, I think let us put it late around mid-July.
Why are you putting that kind of deadline?
Yeah, because of the rate at which we are moving at the present. I don't think we'll be able to finish everything that we are doing by end of June. But I think around mid-July we would have completed everything.
Do we have the funds to actually embark on this kind of thing?
We are actually using the little resources that we have to carry out this exercise.
Rega tiko kubvunze mbvunzo mwe chete muchiramba muri parunhare vanamarare tichiti hurumende iri kuti pakupera kwezuva nhasi vanhu vanofanira kunge vabva mugwagwa imi magadzirira here kuita izvi kwamutare sekanzuro
kwamutare tagara tatigadzirira nyaya yekuti tiise mavendors panzvimbo dzakakodzera hurumende isati yatipa mutongo wekuti vanhu vanofanira kubuda muma pazuva ranhasi but hationi tichibudirira kuti tibudise vanhu mumastriti pazuva ranhasi nekuti pasine zvakawanda zvichida kuti zviitwe
saka mungati munotarisira kuti munhu wese anenge aenda kunzvimbo dzamurida kuvaendesa riini chaizvo
angari chitipa mwedzi wajuly
mwedzi wajuly
pakati pemwedzi wajuly.
Aiwa, tinotenda vanamarare rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest.
Our second guest is Miss Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations. Miss Mukasa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much. Tell us, what is happening today in Bulawayo?
Well, ko Bulawayo namhlanje sibe nama meetings ahlukeneyo owade sikhulumisana lamavenda sisizwa imbono yabo ukuthi bona bathini ngakho. So sibe ne-meeting igoqela ama-students, igoqela ama-residents, igoqela futhi nabathengisi abathengisayo ama-vendors. So babe le mbono emihle ethiyeneyo plus futhi bese lo ku council ka ward 1 adesinayi. So imbono yangona abaphumela yonye ukuthi bona kabasoze bephume emgwaqweni i-government izibanike izindawo kumbe i-council ebanika izindawo. Njalo kuphume imbono yokuthi i-council yona ngokwayo i-council staff ibihamba ibhoda ibaregister ibabhala ithatha le mbono yokuthi bona bafisa ukuthi bethengisele nga.
Yes, I was calling you. So what Ms. Mukasa is saying, Blessing, is that they had a meeting today with some stakeholders that included students, residents, and vendors, of course. And she says the meeting was attended by one councillor. Yeah, I think that is Mr. Malandu Ngobe. So he says the resolution was made in which they said, you know, they will not leave the streets until the government finds or the council finds alternative stalls for them. And at the same time, she says that, you know, the council officials that attended the meeting were actually writing down names of those people that need help. I think that's the way to go, maybe.
Of course, we are covering the whole country, Gibbs, because there's always a tendency to focus on what is happening in Harare. But it's a problem everywhere in Chinoy, as you heard from our correspondent there. We have the mayor of Mutare, that is Mr. Tatenda Namarare, talking to us about what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. You have a caller?
Yes, ngile khona lapha ke South Africa. Siyabona ukuthi la khona ngale ke Jozi kungazana abantu kuyabahlupa kakhulu lokhu. Silomnumzana ke uBekthemba usecingweni. Baba Bekthemba kunjani? Yeah, mphilile. Ngicela ukuthi usode le phone yakho ube suvala iradio yakho xa iseduze. Yes, sondela sibili usikuzwe mnumzana. Yeah.
All right. Mina bengingathanda ukuphawula kancane ngendaba yalaba abantu abathengisa strategy. Ukuthi okokuqala yona i-government mayithi bephume laphana abathengisa khona ngoba imisebenzi ivele ingekho ingakwanisi nokuthi bakhele amathuba emisebenzi iyabisithi abantu bephile nani ngoba khonokho lokho kungagcina sokubangela ubugebengu elizwe ngoba abantu into abaziphilisa ngayo yikho ukuthengisa khona ngofana ngoba siyabona ukuthi amafilm avala ama-industrial avala okwesibili bona into esingathola ukuthi bazenzele nakhisi ukuthi babahlalise ngeboda ngoba ungakhangela phambi kwauma wahamba phambi kwe-TM ayifanafana uma wahamba ngolobhekula street akubahambeki nakho khona laphana abantu bakhomba ukuhlala badile indawo yonke abala-oda so bona banikeze abantu endawo ezi-right ezokuthi bathengisele khona bengathi besitope babanikeze ama-stand a-right endawo ezi-right bahlale ngeboda ukwenzela abantu bakwanise ukuhamba
so ke kodwa ubona ngazani ke bangakhitshwa ezitaladini baba Bekthemba kuyahamba njani kodwa
ngibona ngathi mina kuzoba yiproblem kakhulu Gibbs ngoba abantu abaziphilisa ngakho khona lokho kuzoba yiproblem ngoba kuzobangela ukuthi abantu bagcine sebesenza ubugebengu begqekeza ezindlini zabantu ngokunye okuningi ngoba ungavele kungagqekekisa abantu abasekizweni khona laphana umuthi hafu baphila ngakho ukuthi bazenze bujengisele esitaradini abanye bakwamanye amazwe e-South Africa kuthi so i-government mayesithi nabona ababakhona bengakhoni ukuthi bethengise ngibona ngathi mina kuzoba inkinga enkulu kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Bekthemba, sibongele kakhulu khonalapho ke eJozi.
Okay,
yeah, so according to Bekthemba, he says it's not fair to remove these people from, you know, the streets. Because at the end of the day, they will turn into criminals, you know, and he says that won't be too good. And he says councils should actually demarcate certain places for these people. He says when you walk along certain streets, you can't even walk for a meter, you know, because people are congested.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's deadline for vendors in the city's CBDs to relocate to designated areas. Right now, we want to go to Chinoy. Regatende Chinoy, kuna mkoma Mishek Nyawema. Vano tengesa mgwako, yuko kuchinoy. Magadi mkoma Mishek.
Ndofara zvokuti makadini?
Aiwa tiri nani, kuri sei kwagwayagwaya uko?
Kwagwayagwaya kuri nani?
Tiudzei kuti zviri kufamba sei, kanzuro yakuwandirai pekutengesera zvinhu zvenyu here? Zvakamira sei muchinoi?
Chinai makawama kuti dambudziko rega kuti kanzuru yainyepedzera kuti aunge irida kuti wanisa pekutengesera iyo isina zvekutengesera yapedzisira yatozopedzisira pakuti sheota ino wandira vanhu kuti kana kwakunaya vowanda mvura varimo momomo vazoputswa pekugarira chinzi vanhu ngavawaniswe nzvimbo dzekunge vachitengesera vari nekudaro papedzisira paakuitika horo kunzi achapinda imomo ndaanani mushedhi imomo vamwe vachipinda musiri mushedhi padhuze nepamatoilet papublic toilet yekutown but mushedhi imomo maita dambudziko rokuti ndiani achapinda imomo vaonekwa pakunzi pazoitika horo kunzi pane vamwe vanhu vaonekwa vachibhadhira mari pano umwe munhu wokukanzura anoti jake atiziye kuti ndeupi ari kunzi apiwa mari dzekunzi awanise vanhu dzivapinde mushedhi imomo.
Saka mungati makawanda zvakadii vanhu vanotengesa mugwagwa uchinoi?
Vanhu tosvika kuma500 but nzvimbo yavanayo haitombokwana vanhu vandarika 300 or 150.
Hey, saka hapana muri kubhadhara here mutero kukanzuro? Zvinofamba sei?
Kanzuro payakamboti garisa yakatitobhadhara mutero but kubva ipapo hapana payakamboyaichiti vanhu bhadharai mutero, vanhu vaingotengesa madiro.
Zvii zvinenge zvichitengeswa mugwagwa yemuchinoi mukoma misheke?
Munotengeswa mavhiri, mishonga yemapepe, mishonga yemakonzo nezvakangodarodaro, machichi zvinhu zvakangodaro zvamazuvano zvakangochipachipa zvemachina zvi.
Oho, aiwa tinotenda. Saka muri kupa kurudziro yekuti kudii, nekuti kazviri kunzi panopera zuva ranhasi munofanira kunge mabva mumugwagwa. Muri kuti kudii kuhurumende?
Isu tiri kuhurumende ka sezvataita muno chinoi takomplaya tikabva mustreet. Tikaenda kunzvimbo yavati varoda kutipa vataenda kunzvimbo yekutaona wekuti tikazvi ndisina kururama zvokuti vanhu vasiri kutarisaridzirwa vange vari ikokoko mushedhi imomo macho ishedhi diki rikwana vanhu vasingakudarike 50 almost 30 people vanofanira kunge vari mushedhi iyoyo but it seems kuti the selection process yedinoda kushandiswa pa ndeyehuori.
Aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Misheki nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinotenda. Of course you heard from Mishek is selling his wares in Chinoy. He's saying in Chinoy they did comply, but unfortunately the area that the council is moving them to is not adequate. He's saying it can accommodate maybe just 100 people, and he estimates that there are about 500 vendors, so that is a problem.
Sizweke umnumzana Moyo use Botswana lapha. Baba Moyo kunjani?
Oh siyabonga Phethi.
Yee banjani abantwana?
Hayi baphila ba.
Yee akusitele ngamafitshane kona mpe eBotswana nxa abantu bedengisa ezidaladini baphonga ukuthi tshakalala nje.
Hayi kutshakaladela imisebenzi ikhona la. Noba bekhona but hayi imisebenzi eminingi la.
So loko udengisa ezidaladini kungani kulutshwane baba?
Yebo akhona kulutshwana but baningi abantu badengisa ezidaladini. Ithena bachitha bavela khona ngapho bagcwele lapho bathengisa ezitaradeni.
So babe bengudekisa nje besabalela indawo yonke?
Abasabalele idorobho lonke leli.
Ababotshwa yini?
Hayi hayi ababotshwa kuthi abathine kuphela mbona bethini izinto zabo lapho basuke khona betshayisa bathina kusiba kuhle nje akunalutho oluhluphayo.
Lapha sikhuluma nge-Gaborone kumbe i-Francis Town?
Wena lapha eFrancis Town nje.
Ancho phela. Ye, akutsho phela ngalokho okwenzakala ekhaya ungathini?
Okwenzakala ekhaya kubhodekisi. Kufana nomthathatha. Anti umthathatha uvele ukuya kanye ngomnyaka. Umthathatha ma usikhona, ubona ngembuzi khula.
Kakhulu.
Ye, uzabona ukuthi ubangula every day. Ezinye ziyabona amangqina lawo ngoba ziyazigijima ngomthathatha. Manje into okwenzakala ezweni lakithi make gijimisa amavoti, abanye baya bevunda emhlane, abanye bethayo abenza njani. Ye sizalinika imisebenzi akusakwaniseki futhi bevotele, hayi-right sesilivotele, yenzanini imisebenzi? Akusela msebenzi, umthathatha phela lo. Akusela mbuzi engadizini emsini njalo nawo ngekwanyathela meva njengoba sekona sekwenzakala kanje
kunjalo
iko kwenzakalayo khona lapha elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe. Ipromise yakhona zifana nje nomthathatha kuphela. Pana manje abantu sebezicabangela impilo abangaziphilisa ngayo. Nangana umama okamongameli sibili athembisa abantu ukuthi bathengise everybody noma ngaphi lapho bathanda khona. Namhlanje ithule zi.
Bakhulume lutho.
Asazwakali ngithene kuzwakali ukuthi hayi yini engathi abantu kubayenze njalo izenzele. Ngoba wenzani kwakuwumthathatha wawuvuthiwe sekuphelela ukufuna abantu befuna bethaye bebulawe. Mina ndibona ngani singabe ngcono njengoba bebethembisile i-2 million le msebenzi. La masotha abantu bafuna ukuthi bazaxotsha abantu ngawo. Bathatha amatraka layo hambe konke ema-reserva la abantu bahlupheka. Bebabutha bezothengisa khona lapha edorobheni njengoba yimisebenzi phela abantu bawuvula nje.
Yebo,
ye ihambe nje amatraka amasotha la empty nje hambe vutha kumbe emaphandleni la bezefake eHarare edorobheni ukuthi abantu beziphilise. Yi-2 million leyo abayitshoyo le.
Ye, so ngiyakunika 10 seconds
ukuzuqeda baba.
Aha.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Hayi ujayele kakhulu umoya, sibongile phela ungasikhohlwa eh.
Ye. Ye, hayi i-2 million kabaqoqa abantu bebuye bezothengisa.
Ye, emoya
baba. Ngicela ukuhlukumeza abantu, sibusise baba.
Hayi inkosi busise, sibongile kakhulu bele mpela vike enhle moya.
Ngiyabe nayo inkosi yami.
Okay, bye-bye.
Inkosi.
Yeah, so Mr. Moyo is in Francistown. He says there are so many Zimbabweans selling on the streets in Francistown, you know.
Wow.
And he says those people are not being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They are only asked to clean around and, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the problem is with the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they want votes, they always tell people to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like he claims that there were promises that were made by some politicians with respect to of saying
mm-hmm.
people must go onto the streets, sell whatever they want, and then at the end of the day, they'll cater for their needs.
Mm-hmm.
But that is nothing as an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then when it comes to you know, jobs, he mm-hmm. says, where are the 2 million jobs that were promised by the ZANU-PF party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah?
I think we have our another guest, that mm-hmm. is Councillor Sheila Nkomo Musonda. Councillor Musonda, good evening.
Yeah, well, it's Cholajan.
It's Cholajan, Mama. Yeah, it's Cholajan. Yeah, I was telling people about it. Gambe, Uhambajan, Kulampoge, Etropon, Lagoblawe. That's the thing I can't go to Texas Talatin. Where's the Galan Lamchange? Where's the Galan Lamchange? Because I love about Texas Talatin Basuge. Uhambajan, Ubonawak.
Ukuthi azange ngiyele ngile workshop azange mphumele nge workshop yabantwana le ndaba yokuthi ngeku workshop yabantwana enakha
ye kodwa ngombono wakho silo ngathini kumele abantu laba kwenziweni ngabo
awathi babumele bathengise kathi andama sector avalwa ama sector avalwa abantu bayahlupheka izithembiso ezithengiswa abantu nxa befuna ukuvotela babathembisa lokhu lalokhu kodwa kungaze kwenzakala bekhuluma into ezingayisizo amasekthara avaliwe imisebenzi kayisekho izulu kaliningi akulakudla abantu ukuthi baziphilise yikuthi bathengise badingelwe izindawo zokuthi bathengise khonokho babe bekutholile omatamatisi, ombita, ukuthi bathengise abantu bathole imali zokubhadala amarenti lapha abahlala khona zokubhadalela abantwana izi-school fees.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama, ungayikhatshana ubambe khona lapho ucingo. So she says, you know, vendors should continue selling whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only source of income, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rigati dzokere kuna vanemarara vanova iyo namarare vanova iyo meya weku kwamutaro uko tichibvunza kuti meya muri kushanda sei nehurumende paurongwawo muri kutika imi muri kuda nguva yekuti mugadzirise zvinhu izvi hurumende iri kuzvinzwisisa here izvozvo
chirikuitika mukamavhiresingi ndechekuti sesito kumutare takanga katagara tine programu yedu sekanzo nekuti tiise vanhu madezi related areas Then hurumende yakazopindirawo yakuisa ine ultimatum yawo yawakaisa. Asi zvisika tiri kuti hurumende tirikushanda zvedu tichigara nebazi rehurumende government through office ya official administrator. Asi sekambi kuti tikuenderera mberi neurongwa hwedu hwetanga takagadzira sekambi. Kuti tichapinde paurongwa hurumende handisi kuchakwanisa kuti timiti zvavari kuda nekuti zviri kudiwapo zvakati wanda uye zvekanzuro hatikwani kuti timite pane zvinhu zvavari kuda.
Aiwa, tinotenda, rambai zvenyu makabata parunhare. Regai titore mumwe muteereri wedu ari kusouth Africa uko, mukoma Brian Gora. Makadii mukoma Brian?
Ndinofara. Makadii ikokoiko?
Aiwa, kunotiri nani. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndikuona ini pfungwa dzangu ndakuona sehurumende yedu isingade kuona chinonyatsoraramisa vanhu nekuti ndinotora muenzaniso uya wemurambatsvina kuti zvinhu zvakanga zvakagadzirwa nevanhu vachizvigadzirira pasina bato riri kutungamirira nezvematongerwo enyika kana chii hurumende haina kufara naizvozvo. Ndokubva vapaza ndokusvivakazve zvavakaamini ndokutinongedzera vanhu kuti chigarapo mungatarira zvinhu zvakapazwa nezvinhu zvakazovakwa panzvimbo dzimwe chete idzodzo utoti vanhu vakapazirwa zvinhu zviri wete zvakaiza. Saka izvozvo vanhu pavari kuungana vachibva kumamisha vachiuya kuzoungana vachiumharare mamukabasa maronda remamukabasa mamupere mamukabasa rekunotengesa havasi kuzi izvozvo ndekuti vari kuona kuti vakapindirwa izvozvo izvo kusimba kwemapata anobidisa aya kunobva kwanyanya kuenda mberi ndekuti vakapfigirwa mumadhorobha ivo vanhu vavaona kuti tatorasirwa. Saka vanoda kuedza kudzinga vanhu mumadhorobha umu kuti vadzokere kumamisha vagonoitwa zvavanotivaiaziya kana taakuenda kumaelections i-2018 iri kugadzirirwa iyo. Ndo pfungwa dzedu izvozvo izvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian.
Mazita.
Of course, Brian is likening this to the now infamous Operation Murambatsvina, where people were driven from the cities by the government and forced to go back to the raw areas. He's saying it's the same thing. Government is, the ruling ZANU-PF party, of course, is preparing for the 2018 election, so it wants to flush out potential opposition supporters. Gibbs.
Yeah, nkosazana Mukasa, what uzenjani kuna kukulinywe mubaba lo otsanda kukhuluma uti kwanzani lokungunjenge Operation Murambatsvina kuyahambelana kumbe
kuyafanana sibili baba ngoba lapha igovernment ikhanye ngathi ilwa lama-vendors kayili lokuthi ibone ukuthi ama-vendors lawa athola imisebenzi. So thina sithi njengama-vendors kabalungisisane bona kodwa phezulu as igovernment kutholakale imisebenzi abantu besusho kuhle vele umuntu engangena emsebenzini like khathesi sikhangelo lokuthi kuyaqanda ambona ukuthi kulo muntu ophonga ufisa ukuya kuma-estradeni nje ngomqando nje but ufisa umiswa zokuthi i-situation ezindlini. Ngiyabonga ukhansila Mhlonza oyimizwile ekhuluma ukhulume exactly i-situation esebantwini ukuthi abantu basestradeni ngokuthi ngokuswela ma i-government inganika imisebenzi abantu ambona ukuthi i-pressure ingaba khona ibe nene njalo sibese siconsider futhi nakhona lokho ukuthi i-city council ithi ifuna ukwenza ubulawayo ebuyele ku-city of kings uyabuyela ku-city of kings njani abantu vele bengekho emsebenzini kakubuyelwa ku-city of kings abantu sebesemsebenzini bevuka besiya emandastry ozupha amabhasi lani ebuyele ethwale abantu kathesi kule congestion ivinivini nakuma ku-transport sector abantu bathatha izimota bethengisela kizo izimota zankhona ngoba akunamsebenzi. So i-government elomnando
ye bamba khonapho ntobendala ungayikhatshana sizathi sesiphenduka sikhokhe lawe futhi ungayikhatshana.
And I think we have Mr. Promise Mkhwananzi. Please, Mr. Mkhwananzi, do stay on the line. Vanemarara namarare tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course, I think we have Deborah Mukasa and Councillor Msonda. Please do stay on the line. Our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.